If you spend time around an emergency operations center, and there are 25 of them statewide, you make some surprising discoveries. Here in Virginia Beach, for example, emergency planner Aaron Sutton says they're bracing for a big change early Tuesday morning. As the storm passes, winds will shift, causing one part of town, which is now flooded, to drain rapidly.
When the winds come out of the south like that, and they'll still be pretty strong, pushes all that water out so it goes 2 feet below normal tide cycle, so we could end up with some areas that the boats are sitting on the bottom.
But for now, those boats are pitching and bobbing on 6 to 8 foot waves, and fire department spokesman Timothy Riley says that's created a problem for first responders.
We've had reports of people actually in these conditions going out surfing, you know, and you're putting yourself and our rescuers in danger.
At times like this, rescuers may get calls on cell phones or landlines, but Riley says those systems are vulnerable. And so are emergency radio systems used to dispatch police, firemen, and paramedics.
Our radios depend on trunking and computer systems, and if those computers crash, we can't communicate.
Which is why Terry Buzzard, alias KA8TNF, sits in a small room off the main emergency operations center. He looks like Santa Claus with a curly white beard and blue eyes, but his mission is super serious.
East of Northampton, south of Independence, and the power is now out.
Roger, I'll pass that on. Thank you very much.
Buzzard is one of 25 people, one assigned to each emergency center, to connect with ham radio operators, the last line of defense for emergency communications. Ham is a dying art, with young people preferring to text, but Buzzard says plenty of hams are still out there.
We have 780-something here in Virginia Beach alone.
And the last surprise, officers have been dispatched to a number of neighborhoods to post no wake signs because speeding cars have been forcing water through the front doors of flooded homes. I'm Sandy Houseman.